The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Arts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bone for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Da Vinci Printing Innovators, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, Kelly's Home Center, Marco's Pizza, the National Insurance Board, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. I got to play some Rocky Balboa for you. I feel like we're about to ascend up the steps. We could see the dawn is coming over the hills. You can see it cracking over there. The F&M is hot. The professional who knows his posture and position is making predictions because he knows exactly this posture and position. Sans is indicating that Minnis will lose. This is exciting. We're going to get into that. But before we get into that, I got to be decent today. I got to be decent on this Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, grateful to be in your company. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. I am Kool-Aid Smiles to kind of get into this conversation. You know it is. But before we do that, I got to be as decent as possible. Shout out my good, decent people over at AFS. Shout out all those persons over at Da Vinci's. Make sure you go and check them out. Check out AFS. They got everything in line for you. In store for you if you're in the position that you want to be able to get some insurance for your cars, your SDs, your liveries, your taxis, your jet skis, whatever it is. They got in-house financing. 341-1AFS. Check out Da Vinci. Make that presentation in your mind. Make it professional. I see you've been scrabbling it, putting it down. Your Habakkuk 2 and 2 is on point. You got everything there. Now present it accordingly. If you need your graphics done, if you need those particular things done, go down to the Da Vinci's. Make sure take good and decent care of yourself as you present yourself, your ideas, your passion, your goal, and step into that position. Check out Da Vinci's Printing Innovators. They are on Village Road. That's DaVinciPrinting242.com. DaVinciPrinting242.com. Now, we've been talking about this for the past week or so, maybe even more, about the Fun Run Walk Push and Mini Health Fair. That's going to be happening tomorrow. And the theme is heroes. Next week. It's going to be next week. I'm sorry, right? So it's going to be next week. I'm looking at it, May 11th, right? Am I too excited trying to get to June 1st? I need to calm down, right? So May 11th from 6 a.m., the cost is going to be $30. We actually talked about this. They got everything laid out for you. You can be able to check them out at fourseasonracemanagement.com. Fourseasonracemanagement.com. They got everything laid out for you. Red Cross Society. I got some beautiful women in the house with me today. And these gentlemen, they are. They ain't going to get into that. But we're going to talk about this and talk about this sort of an idea that the Bahamas Red Cross Society is joining something that I believe is innovative, is cutting edge. It's fusing health and wealth with community building and being able to move forward. Introduce yourself. Let persons know exactly who you are.
Hi, good morning. Good afternoon. My name is Valerie McKenzie, Welfare Manager at the Bahamas Red Cross.
Good afternoon. I am Clementra McCoy, one of the volunteers through Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, and we are official partners.
You always want to say, Sue? Which one? I don't know.
No, we do not. Let's not mix this up.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. I apologize. So you're volunteering?
Yes, my organization we are partners with the Red Cross since 2000 when COVID would have come, and we would have joined forces with the Red Cross. So
really?
We've been official partners with them since 2000.
This is exciting. And my brother, you're sitting in here, you've been doing this. I had to give you a shout out the other day.
I heard it.
I had to give you a shout out the other day because I think what you're doing is cutting edge. You're getting persons involved with these concepts and ideas of racing. You're getting persons involved in what needs to happen. How do we build community? I think with this sort of a mindset, if all of us contribute, we could really be able to fix this Bahamas. Talk to me.
Indeed, we can. And, you know, running and health goes hand in hand. Mm-hmm. So once you'll be able to health run and do something that you really love doing and doing it the healthy way, then that's a win-win situation.
You left your wife today.
She has to work.
I'm not going to fight you.
She has to work.
She has to work.
She has a 9-to-5.
So tell me about the inception of this. Tell me about where this sort of an idea came from for the Fun Run Walk Push. And more specifically, the theme is a very strong theme. Heroes among us. I think a lot of persons push past that and we look exterior and we say the heroes exist somewhere else. But to talk about this and the Red Cross to be able to take on this position, heroes among us, where did the idea come from? Where did it birth from?
Well, I think it birthed from basically the Red Cross being able to be out there as a humanitarian society, that we can actually go there and be heroes among many. Then it comes time for like disaster or hurricane, and we're always there. We are the first persons on the ground assisting those persons that are in need. So we would like to be the hero among our peers or our other NGOs, mm-hmm, to make sure that we are actually there for any assistance that persons may need.
Is this the first time that the Red Cross has done something like this, or this is the second annual? Talk to me about it.
This is our very first Fun Run Walk.
Really?
Yes, it is.
And so you're setting it up to be like an annual thing?
We are setting it up to be an annual thing, so we want persons to please come on board. This is the first one, and we need everyone on board for this first initial and inaugural Fun Run Walk, but it's health fair and Fun Run Walk.
The health fair is important. A lot of persons now, when we start to talk about health fair, a lot of persons will know if we could take our pressure out there.
Definitely.
If we could do this, if we could do that, somebody could come and check your teeth and stuff.
Yes.
That was like a push, right?
Yes. No.
But let me know, what were you doing?
But basically, it would be we'll be having Ministry of Health. We'll be on the ground right after the run. We'll have persons coming to check your blood pressure, your glucose testing, all of that will be on the ground. So after the run, we'll have persons
to be able to check
that. Be able to check all your vital.
Really?
Yes.
Is there anybody going to be talking specifically about health? I don't know if you're going to be able to set it up in a rally style or have persons talk to you and have anything set up to be able to learn different things about your health as we move forward. Would you have anything like that?
Yes, sir. We'll be having the Ministry of Health will be on board with us. And they will have their nurses and persons out there that will be able to tell you exactly your blood pressure, your glucose testing, and whatever health crisis you may be experiencing. They will be able to assist you with those.
That's excellent. Now, one of the things that comes to mind is, and what we push here consistently in the foundation, is community. We know that the Red Cross, like you indicated, is always the first on the ground. But now that we're hearing that sororities is actually partnering with you, it seems as though you're taking a significant focus on being able to do this. Ms. McCoy, let me know how your sorority got involved in this, more specifically, and committed to being able to partner with the Red Cross on this.
Certainly. So in 2000, when we went through the pandemic.
In 2000?
In 2020.
Jesus God, what
we
gave you?
When we went through the pandemic, right? We all experienced this lockdown. You know, you're going to talk about minutes and election, and I'm sure that's going to come up. But let me not fast forward you into what you really want to talk about.
No. Let me be decent.
But in 2020, we were in a crisis. Persons lost their jobs. Didn't have groceries, and of course the Red Cross at that time was taking on a yeoman's task along with some of the other NGOs, where they were packing bags, making sure groceries got to homes, persons who were sick and shut in, as well as to the family island. And so my sorority came on board, where some persons use it as an outing, because you know we weren't allowed to come out, but you could come out if you wanted to pack. And so we started volunteering.
You became essential at that point.
We became essential. And ever since then, we've been?
I like it.
Essential.
I like it. I like it.
So we started packing. That's how we started off with the Red Cross. We would go there through the day, pack, and then we sort of graduated. We went from packing to actually delivering. So at different points, we would be at different stations, areas throughout the island where you would have the groceries already packed, giving them out. So we would either be giving them out directly or doing all of the logistics, that is taking down IDs, name, addresses of persons who cannot get out so that we can then go and take it to those persons. So that would usually happen on a Saturday. So you'd have persons pack up their cars with the boxes for certain persons, and then we just go around the community.
And distribute it.
And distribute. So that's how we got on board. Never since we've been helping the Red Cross.
That's been about 4 years now.
It's been 4 years.
So talk to me about this. I need to just to get a clearer understanding about this. And if you have the numbers, I'd just like to know, what is your contingency of your sorority and the amount of people that have been contributing? Has it grown from 2020 over the past 4 years?
It has grown. We, as Zeta Bahamas, which is what we call ourselves, we have over 200 persons within the Bahamas right now. And that's only what we can put our fingers on, because, you know, some persons come home from college or from working, and we don't know them. But the persons that we do know, we have a very, very wide market. And CEDAs are, one of our pillars is service. We are founded on scholarship, service, sisterhood, and finer womanhood. And so one of our tenets is service.
Is that you find this Greek life and the United States of America, off the school, all these particular spaces, and it doesn't stay there. Like, you bring it with you. You bring
Definitely.
The culture, the idea,
Definitely.
The spirit with you.
Definitely.
And this camaraderie mm-hmm. is a very strong thing. So I want to be able to commend your organization for being able to do those things. And I'm sure that the Red Cross would like to encourage anyone else that, because this is an inexhaustible job, I think that you always need someone to contribute as it relates to help. So I know that the Red Cross is opening itself to anyone. Is there any prerequisites if persons want to be able to assist you?
No, sir. Once you come down to us, you can always sign up either online at www.bahamasredcross.org. Sign up. Anyone. School children, adults, seniors. If you're looking for anyone who have a free moment or free time, please come down to the Red Cross and volunteer your time. Mm-hmm. Believe you me, you will really, really benefit from volunteering with the Bahamas Red Cross.
Okay. So now, it's peculiar to me, as we get into this, I just want to talk about your route now. It's peculiar to me, you say front, run, walk, push. And so for me, I envision people who are not necessarily capable of being able to walk. They are disabled. That
yes.
this is inclusive and participatory, and everyone can be a part of this. And so as I listen to this, I'd like to know the route. Talk to me about the route that's going to be taken.
Yes, Howard, as you said, that anyone who wants to participate can participate. We've made it available because what we've done is the route is a unusual route. It's a peculiar route. Like you said, it's a new route. It's a route that we are experimenting with, and simply because we have a very good rapport with the Bahamas Police Force. They have, actually, I met with them today, and we've mapped out the route, and what we're doing is security and safety is paramount. So we are now going to cone off the route, which makes us separate, or keeps us away from the oncoming traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So security is going to be very well enforced by the Bahamas Police Force. We are grateful for them for that. And we want to encourage anybody who wants to participate in this first of many road race for the Red Cross to come on down, bring your Grammys, anybody in the wheelchair, bring your son's got this new skate, whatever that is that they skate with now, you can bring that as well. Skates, walk, run, bike, anything. We just want you to come down and participate
in
this.
What's the distance?
It's just shy of 3 miles.
Just shy of 3 miles?
Yeah, it's not
That's
even
a nice walk.
It's a nice, fun. It's on a scenic route too.
Yeah.
The Bahama Boulevard is a very scenic route.
So you have anything set up? A person can sit on the side and cheer you on?
The grass is there's a lot of verges leading up to the route, so you can bring your families. We're encouraging families to come on down, bring your placards, bring your drums, your cowbells, and encourage the participants on.
This is exciting.
We've also added a very unique component to the event as well. What is happening is the day before, actually Saturday the 11th, is the day before Mother's Day. So what we're going to do is we're inviting mothers to bring either their sons or their daughters. And the mother-child duo that crosses the line together will receive a special award. So we got special award for the mother-child duo for the first second, and third duo that crosses the line together.
So you bring your children with you.
Bring your children. Bring all of them. Bring all of them.
Take a nice little walk.
And if you cross the line first, and we also have some.
So you want to tell them what they're winning?
We got some wonderful raffle prizes. We're raffling.
If you tell them what they're winning, they can fight the children. Come, hurry up, baby.
But I need to tell them.
We need these tickets to Miami.
We do have a raffle that is some very wonderful prizes. We have a bicycle that we're going to be raffling. We have a one-day excursion to one of the family islands.
See that?
We have a massage. We have gift certificates from John Bull. So you don't want to miss this event. This is going to be...
This is exciting stuff. This is exciting stuff. If you could go out with your mother, if you could go out and be able to enjoy yourself, no matter her age, if she wanted to be able to do that and enjoy herself, even if you're not a winner, you're truly a winner by being able to spend some good time with your family, with your mother, just before Mother's Day. Let this be a part of the package deal that you're going to be able to give her, right? Let this be the package deal that you're going to be able to give her. So it's going to be on May 11th.
May 11th. $20 per person. We also are encouraging...
20? It says 30 on the thing.
$30. I was going to say $25 for group rates. That's what I meant.
Okay.
Apologies. But we're encouraging groups to register, all those corporate organizations. It's not too late. We still have about 7 or 8 days away, so it's not too late to call into the Red Cross headquarters.
What's the numbers?
The Red Cross headquarters numbers?
323-7370. 1, 2, or 3.
7370.
And it's $25 for the group rates. That's groups of 10 or more. The registration can also be done.
This is exciting.
Indeed it is.
Guys, if you're out there and you're part of a corporation, if you're part of a grouping, if you're part of a corporate body and you guys are looking for something to kind of do together as an office team, so forth and so on, you have until next week to set this up. Y'all don't shut off anything, right? Nothing shut off. Person can set right up.
Right up to race day on Friday.
Yeah, but show your diligence. You don't have to wait until the last minute. Talk to me. Amen. Call them. Get 10 of y'all together in the office. And be able to do some stuff. Do you have shirts and other things that are available for sale?
The packet pickup will be on the Friday.
With the package, it actually comes with the shirt?
It comes with the shirt.
Okay.
It comes with a bib. And the bib has a perforated stub for you to be able to participate in the raffle with those wonderful prizes.
Okay. All right.
That
so you
on
get
Friday. Everything.
Okay, so you could muster $25, ladies and gentlemen. Find 10 of your friends in the office. There's something that you want to be able to do. You've already said, girl, I could walk faster than you. Trust me. Let's make this some healthy competition. Let's do this and be able to get out there. You can give them a call over at the Red Cross at 323-7370, or check them out at fourseasonracemanagement.com, fourseasonsracemanagement.com. You can be able to find out more information. Anything else you guys want to put under that?
That's basically it.
That's it?
The website also, I think we'll have that, the applications.
Okay. And what's the website for the Bahamas Red Cross?
www.bahamasredcross.org.
Bahamasredcross.org. Does it have any information on there? Persons could be able to volunteer there also.
Volunteer.
So if you want to be able to volunteer.
And donate.
Her eyebrows went all the way up. Hey, let's not forget that. That's what we're here for. And donate. Now, listen, if you're one of these persons who want to be able to give back and you're looking for something to do and you want to be able to have an organization that you can trust, go there. www.bahamasredcross.com. They could be able to
.org.
I'm sorry. They could be able to assist you in those particular areas. Get yourselves taken care of. If you want to be able to call them, John, where can put these couple dollars? 323-7370. 323-7370. Ms. McCoy, you want to say something?
Yes. So while we would have alluded to also the Ministry of Health being there and helping those persons with their non-communicable diseases such as your high blood pressure, your diabetes, also for parents with children, another way for you to come out and to enjoy yourself is the vaccinations are also going to be available. So persons who may still want to get their COVID vaccines or bring their child's immunization cards and make sure that their child's immunizations are up to date. That's also very important. Or if you want to get the flu vaccine, you can come out and get that as well, the flu shot.
Exciting.
So, you know, you can think about if you're pushing your older person and they
you
need to get
the flu. You got any Bouncy Castle for the germ?
I don't know.
Right. I'm gonna put that on the table. You gotta, y'all go over there, right?
Listen, I don't know, but
this is an exciting
way.
Stuff. So we
it's
can get COVID,
way.
You can get the flu vaccine,
yes.
You can get your pressure, all these things, immunizations,
well.
Mm-hmm. And be able to do that like that.
And also, we will be having a white elephant sale and a jumbled sale also at the same time.
A white
elephant sale, and a jumbled sale.
And oh, okay. So this is gonna be exciting, ladies and gentlemen. May 11th. It starts at 6 a.m. Please be a part of it. You can give the Red Cross a call, the Bahamas Red Cross, 323-7370, or check them out further about specifically the Fun Run, Walk Push, and Mini Health Fair. The theme is Heroes Among Us. This is the Bahamas Red Cross. Make sure you check it out. FourSeasonsRaceManagement.com, FourSeasonsRaceManagement.com, or BahamasRedCross.com. org. I want to thank you all so very kindly for being able to sit with us today. I enjoyed this. And I'm hoping that you have a very good time, a great turnout, and I'm hoping that this is an annual thing that we can be able to see on a consistent basis grow and grow and grow in our community. This is a wonderful thing. You guys have a beautiful day, and I'm grateful that you're here with us today.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
thank you.
Guys, I'm going to take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Contact DaVinci Printing Innovators today for all your printing needs. Customized receipt books, NCR forms, invitations, event tickets, program booklets, business and ID cards, flyers, posters, and banners. They're scanning, printing, lamination, and binding services. Also, a variety of office supplies. No design, no problem. Dedicated graphic designers are ready to serve you. DaVinci Printing Innovators, located in the Village Road Shopping Plaza. Stop in or call 677-2922 or browse services online at www.davinciprinting242.com. Where printing is an art.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahama. Every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
John's Careware is the leading store for medical wear. John's Careware is fully stocked with scrub sets and separates by Healing Hands, Cherokee, Skechers, Dickies, Medical, and Adar Medical in sizes extra small to 5X. John's Careware also carries a full line of slip-resistant shoes by Nursemates and Clogs, and stockings and socks for those long days on your feet. Thank you to all the healthcare workers who have seen us through these difficult times. John's Careware's friendly and helpful staff is happy to serve you at both Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road locations.
Are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, the foundation here live and in full effect. I am grateful to be in your company today, chopping the thing down. We are talking, kind of wrapping it up. Today is D-Day. Today is D-Day, decision day, to identify. We've already heard that former Prime Minister Minnis is seeking the position of party leader in the organization. I got some information this morning with a list of persons I did not know. I suppose that they did have the election already for the Women's Brands, the Women's Association. And there are some names that I've identified that I know supports Dr. Minnis significantly. And they are not necessarily in the victor's column, some of them, right? So I'm looking at this and I don't know whether or not this is a precursor. One, two. Just want to be decent. Read the papers today, and I got to dive into this. Dwayne Ewing like me today. I just want to be decent with him. He's going to fight me today, but I just want to be decent. San says that Minnis will lose. I want to talk about that. But before I do that, let me be decent as possible. introduce you to my very good friend. This is Three Shot Kill the Crow with none other than Garth Roseborough today. Third time this week we've been having a good conversation, my brother. Say good afternoon to the people out there.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm certain there's a lot of excitement around the Mackey Street location here in New Providence. A lot of anticipation. There is a lot of overspilled energy from this women's branch election. I've gotten numerous phone calls of excitement of the victors and what their prophecy has been for the convention. But I would just like at this time, Howard Grant, to salute the women of our country, the women who continue to hold the fabric of our society together. If you serve on the civil branch of our country as a civil servant, I want to thank you. Police women and defense force women, prison officers, those down in the clerk's office and registry, etc., continue to do a fine job on behalf of our flag. And I'm almost certain that the women of the Free National Movement, much mention needs to be given to you for holding the party together. And we're looking forward to a very exciting convention. And I'm almost certain, Howard, that the women that have come forth to present themselves for service, that they're going to also bring forth for us a unified Free National Movement for the next general election. I'm almost certain of that.
Well, I wanted to take a different angle today. This week I had a great opportunity to be able to talk to a good friend of mine. And he released some information on the show that I did not know. Now we speculate.
You could be decent today?
I don't think so. I'm going to try.
But it's Friday.
Yeah, so you'll forget about it by Monday, right? So, so let me tiptoe into indecency.
I try to hold you back a little bit, you know.
You, sir, I do big for you to hold me back. You can't hold me back. You can need six of y'all to hold me back. Now watch me. I had a good conversation with my friend. I called him. I said, listen, did they tell you what I say on the radio? He said, yes, Howard, they told me what you said on the radio. Now, you and I had a conversation about who we've identified to be potential chairman-like quality in the organization. And the identification of how we determine on this show who should be the next chairman of the organization or the potential for being able to embody where the organization is going, we've identified that, we've deduced that. We know that there's a plethora of talented men and women in the organization, but we looked at it. We looked at posture, we looked at conviction, we looked at position, and we looked at articulation, insightful, working people. And the one name that I was able to come up with was Ellsworth Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Long time.
I said this before any of this consideration, when he came on the show. The day he came on the show, he released information indicating that he had put his name forward as chairman. Mm-hmm. When he sat on the show.
I'm listening.
We didn't even know this.
I'm listening.
He didn't come here and say, how are I going to release this information? He just came and I said, we're going to talk politics. We're going to talk FNM politics. I don't need to know who you're voting for. That's not my business. This is what I've said to all of them. Mm-hmm. I said, who you're voting for is not my business. I just want to know about quality, character, substance of what the expectations are in the Free National Movement at this time. And so that's the sort of the course that we had, of conversation that we had. He dropped a bomb, he's running for chairman. Okay. I said to him, if my mother was running for chairman, who I love, I would still support him.
Ellsworth Johnson.
I think that he's superb for this time, for the Free National Movement. He's stern, he's no nonsense, he's insightful, he's well-read. I think he is an excellent chairman for the organization right now. And we were not sure if Dwayne Sands was going to put his name forward as chairman.
But are you saying that Dr. Dwayne Sands doesn't have the same qualities?
Let's do this now.
You just gave this whole man an excellent resume, which I cannot fight. I cannot fight it.
Okay.
But for you to say that, are you saying that the present chairman, Dr. Dwayne Sands, does not have those same qualities?
Now watch me.
Is he not well-read?
Dr. Dwayne Sands' qualities are impeccable.
Okay, I'm listening.
He is superb in his profession. He is undeniable. as a doctor, I said to you, his sharp is ever sharp. His sword is ever sharp. It is absolutely undeniable, both locally, nationally, internationally, regionally, of what his capabilities are. From a professional standpoint, from a political standpoint, Dr. Dwayne Sands has been lackluster. And there's no two ways to say that. He's my guy. I'm not dissing him. We are just taking an evaluation of these particular things. In our society, people don't want to hear constructive criticism. If I suck at what I do as a radio talk show host, I expect persons to say that to me.
Well, you know, they always say we talk plenty, but I know one thing. When we talk, Howard Grant, the foundation, we talk plenty sense.
I mean, just talk to me.
So everybody...
I don't fight me.
I only talk in sense. So now let me say this to you.
I ain't finished.
Dr. Dwayne Sands recently made a comment that sounds like a chairman to me.
But that would have been the first time and since the inception of his chairmanship.
But he has the ability, apparently, when your back is against the wall.
His back is not against the wall.
It's not?
No.
There's no wall?
Now, let's...
There is no wall?
Jesus, Lord,
you
Father
trying to tell
Almighty,
me there's no wall?
Stand in my body.
I can show you this wall
think
today.
Think with my mind and
the
speak with my tongue.
The great wall of the Commonwealth of the Mountains. I can show it to you in a minute. Go ahead.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
I listen to you.
Let me be
you
decent
better pray,
today.
Better pray.
Stand in my body.
Pray,
let me be decent.
Pray. They can forget it by
don't
Monday.
They got to forget it by Monday.
So we can go there.
Because we can tiptoe into it and we can deal with
I
it.
I can show you the wall.
The way we got to deal with
I'm
it.
I'm going to show you the wall.
Now watch me.
Go ahead.
I've already indicated to you that there is an expectation for us to identify Dr. Dwayne Sands moving towards leadership. That Hubert Ingram has already deemed him, anointed him, poured the olive oil on his head and it dripped down his beard right down to his feet and said that he, Hubert Ingram, in the capacity of Samuel the prophet, said that he, Dr. Dwayne Sands, could possibly be prime minister. So much so that he adorned himself in Dr. Dwayne Sands' paraphernalia, his clothing, with his name on it, and we've never seen this before. I just want to be decent as I say this.
And you know who, Doctor? You know who Hubert Ingram is, right? Hubert Ingram make you feel like you're Superman, boy.
Well, he was wearing a cloak.
You're surrounded by kryptonite, and he still tell you you're Superman.
And you listen.
That's Hubert Ingram.
Listen.
You're surrounded by kryptonite, but you're Superman.
But Hubert Ingram don't do that for everybody.
Listen to me.
Let's be very clear.
There's only one person in the room that's important when Hubert Ingram is there. Let's be decent about that. Everyone else may seem as if they're important by way of association to Hubert Ingram, but there's only one man in the room.
Now, let me get
be
back.
Be decent.
I won't be decent.
So when you say Dwayne Sands and Hubert Ingram, you got to touch this.
No, you won't touch that.
Because the same thing Hubert Ingram did to Dr. Dwayne Sands, he probably did it to others.
No.
You don't think so?
No. Hubert Ingram has never hid his hand.
When he showed up in West Grand Bahama in Germany by election, what did he do? He didn't make Rand feel like we could do this. He didn't make...
That's his responsibility, man.
I don't care what... He's no longer an active politician in the country.
What was he
doing there?
Listen, he have a surplus of political collateral.
But that's what I'm saying.
It's a surplus.
So we're saying the same thing.
He has a surplus of political collateral. He can distribute it accordingly until the day of his death.
He has been distributing. Yes. Actively distributing.
However, when you put your money in bad stock... When you put your money in FTX, let's just be decent.
You're no gambling, man.
My God, no, I'm no gambling.
I can tell you
when
can't gamble.
When you put your money,
you can't play it straight. You got to box it.
No.
You got to box.
I
don't gamble. I know
I used
one
to play numbers for my Grammy them when they used to have the 3-ply paper. You remember the 3-ply paper?
No, I know about them.
You know about them?
Yeah, I know.
She said, go play this number for me. Yeah, tell the man come. I used to play numbers for my Grammy when the number man used to sit in the back of you in church and say, all right, you want me to put this in for you? In church. we was in church. I just want to be decent. Now, I won't get here somewhere with you.
Try.
Dr. Dwayne Sands, in his particular capacity, has the gonads. Now, we know exactly what's what. Let's backtrack. Mm-hmm. We've indicated that Dr. Dwayne Sands has one more try to put his hand towards leadership in the country. That he has to either go for leader or try to retain a position as deputy leader, or else it is done for him in the organization. And I said, I don't believe that he will go for chairman anymore. That he would identify either leader or deputy leader in the organization.
Un momento, por favor.
Go ahead, sir.
That's the wall. He ain't got nowhere else to go.
That's what I trying to explain.
I told you his back is against
the
wall.
But the wall is the trifecta in the FNM.
No trifecta.
Yes, it's leader, deputy leader, and chairman. That's the wall that exists for leadership in the FNM.
And the wall that exists also for Dr. Menace. They all have a wall. This is the last dance. This very one is the dance. And whoever prevails in this waltz.
Now, I can say this
to you. It's going to be the dance king.
I got a couple telephone calls. Y'all going to let me be decent today, or you can say, Howard, you're indecent?
You ain't saw me indecent yet.
I got some indecency. I got to write it down.
Are you waiting for the indecency?
I got a couple telephone calls in the spirit of decency that indicated to me that there was a request by top echelons,
yes,
and calls going around that lended a suggestion. I can use a word that you're familiar with.
Feelers
around about the possibility of Dwayne Sands becoming deputy leader of the Free National Movement.
I said that a long time ago.
Listen. And they said, no. We got to cut this off here.
Howard.
Now, if Dwayne won anything, he could go back for the chairman position, but he ain't mess around with this one here.
Howard, listen. Over a year ago, I said to people that Dr. Menace looks like an emperor. Like he's wanting to return back for his things. I said it over a year ago. And this is when people started to spotlight Dr. Menace. Now, I'm not saying this in a bragging way. I'm just speaking truth to power. I'm speaking because so far in our conversations, Howard Grant, here at the Foundation, we have been spot on. And we have continued to be spot on. And so the very language that we spoke is now coming to fruition. Dr. Dwayne Sands, I said to you, there's a wall that exists because you're so correct. If you remain as chairman, you could forget leadership in the future.
That's it. You are done.
You're done. If you become
and
deputy.
If you lose as chairman, you could forget everything from a political standpoint.
So we're chopping it up slowly, right? As deputy, you still got a chance if you win. If you win as a deputy, you still got a chance.
But he can't even put his name forward as deputy.
But listen, we just chopping it
they
up.
They chop that down quickly. They say, hey, Bala.
Now you're being indecent because you're going too fast.
Okay, go ahead.
The people need to understand what you're saying here.
Go ahead.
If Dr. Menace challenges the present leader, Michael Pintard.
Dr. Menace should have already submitted his stuff.
If he has.
Based upon his information.
Now, let's
yesterday.
Go back to gambling now. And if he were to lose that race, I'm asking you the question now, Howard. If he lost his bid to be leader, do you see Dr. Menace being nominated once again for Kalani?
Michael Pintard said something very strong.
Just hypothetically.
No, yeah. Well, let me hit it. Let me hit it.
Be in, as indecent as possible.
No. This ain't, I got to be decent with this because this is formality. The current leader has taken on a posture, and he's indicated that one, he wishes that those men and women that served in various capacities would stay in an advisory capacity within the organization, okay, accessible to leadership and helping the party move forward. One. Michael Pintard has also indicated that he would commit himself to the Free National Movement in the event that he doesn't win. Michael Pintard has been a gentleman in the media indicating that we recognize that there is a fight. We're doing everything from a transparent standpoint.
He's been diplomatic.
He's been very diplomatic and statesmanlike.
So let me ask one question.
I believe, and I want to say this, Dr. Menace has also been statesmanlike. The only aggression that we've seen is from those persons that support these men.
Yes, but have you seen any active involvement from Dr. Menace in assistance to Michael Pintard? Actively, like strong support. Like how my classmate Marcel Major was just here talking, supporting the Red Cross. Have you seen that type of support for Michael Pintard from Dr. Menace himself?
No.
Thank you very much.
Nor have I seen that type of support from Hubert Ingram for Dr. Menace.
Thank you very much.
I haven't seen that.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Menace was very clear when he stood up, when he was shaking hands with former Prime Minister Ingram,
yes,
and receiving the book. He was very clear about being able to identify your own path,
yes,
when you step into these, yes, positions. And not being able to become a second generation leadership that was existing already. So he's taken on the position of identifying these things. And I don't think he showed any disdain or any dislike for those things. I must commend Michael Pintard for his articulation, his posture, his transparency, his indication that we've done everything, that you've been agitating for this, you've been asking for this, now that we've given it to you, you're speculating, you're talking, so forth and so on, let's get it done.
So
I got to commend him for that.
So quickly.
The issue that I have today,
yes,
is Dr. Dwayne Sands coming to the forefront for the very first time in his capacity as chairman, fighting his people on the inside. And the fight as a chairman should have been a fight that he placed on the feet of the PLP. That a fight should have been a relentless fight and a push to ensure that he not only defends the position of the Free National Movement, but also defends the position of the potential where this country could go for. And his intellect capacity relationship should have said to him, we need to identify something. That should have been his cry.
How would we
be his cry should have been, we need to identify something in this country. The Bahamas needs to stand for something.
That's correct. We are
wishy-washy in a geopolitical standpoint, ever bending and genuflecting to everyone around us and not being able to have an identity.
I agree with you, Howard.
He hasn't taken any of these positions.
This is
none.
The strength. This is the type
now
of strength.
He's showing strength today.
This is the type of strength
to
I've
say Dr. Minnis can lose. The same Dr. Minnis.
Yeah, but that language.
That he groveled to after he supported Loretta. Man, come on. If we could talk today, we talk.
But that's what I said.
This is indecent. I got to come back out. Let me step back out.
But see, before you go to your break and give out your numbers, right? This, see, the FNM said, we hate the FNM. We don't like the FNM.
I don't understand this.
And all I've been saying this whole entire time is the very strength that Dr. Dwayne Sands now
put
has.
Put your name forward
this
and
is the
campaign.
Strength we've been looking for from the chairman from the beginning.
Listen,
this is the strength we've been looking for from leadership from the beginning.
Put your name forward and campaign to win your position.
Yes.
When you start making predictions of who can lose.
Oh, Lord.
Elizabeth, under your stead, has always been in the column of losing.
Have mercy.
My God, can I get an amen? Elizabeth, relentlessly, for the four times that you ran under the Free National Movement's banner, has always been in the column of, well, you know they ain't gonna get Elizabeth, eh?
You get it one time.
One time.
You get it one time.
Two times. A man that we had to fight to figure out if he was a Bahamian and produce his passport. And they want to be able to be condescending.
You're talking about Ryan Pinder?
Okay, talk to me. Third time, when your defeat was imminent and upon you, and you indicated that, oh man, this is a little novice girl, she knows nothing about this, and you get beat again. So only when I see this, and I read this, and he says, Minnis will lose, it must tell me from his professional vantage point of a loser that he knows the signs are on the wall. Let me be decent. Quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Let me take that and come right back after this.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Why settle for an ordinary burger when you can indulge in the new Farmhouse King at Burger King Nassau? Sink your teeth into two juicy flame-grilled beef patties piled high with crisp bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and a spicy mayo sauce that adds bold flavor to every bite. Enjoy the new Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or if you're feeling extra hungry, try the King's Feast, available exclusively at Burger King Nassau.
Contact DaVinci Printing Innovators today for all your printing needs. Customized receipt books, NCR forms, invitations, event tickets, program booklets, business and ID cards, flyers, posters, and banners. They're scanning, printing, lamination, and binding services. Also, a variety of office supplies. No design, no problem. Dedicated graphic designers are ready to serve you. DaVinci Printing Innovators, located in the Village Road Shopping Plaza. Stop in or call 677-2922 or browse services online at www.davinciprinting242.com, where printing is an art.
Here's to the go-getters, the early risers, and the late-night dreamers. You, the visionaries, painting futures in your mind, in your studio, your office, your sacred space. Here's to the adventurers, explorers of every realm. To you, the innovators, turning the cogs of progress in a world where connection is a lifeline, a pathway to possibilities. Alive is the perfect connection for everyone, every lifestyle, every day.
Visit BeAlive.com today.
John's Careware is the leading store for medical wear. John's Careware is fully stocked with scrub sets and separates by Healing Hand, Cherokee, Skechers, Dickies, Medical, and Adar Medical in sizes extra small to 5X. John's Careware also carries a full line of slip-resistant shoes by Nursemates and Clogs, and stockings and socks for those long days on your feet. Thank you to all the healthcare workers who have seen us through these difficult times. John's Careware's friendly and helpful staff is happy to serve you at both Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road locations.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant. 3 minutes before we get out of here, I just want to be as decent as possible today. Let's call it Decent Fridays. Or the attempt of decency. Let's try it. Yeah, I just want to be decent. I just want to be decent as I say this. You know why? Watch me, Garth. It is absolutely undeniable when you identify victory in a man. You're not celebrated for your ideas from a political standpoint. When you're celebrated for your ideas and people adapt your ideas, they call you a technocrat. Mm-hmm. When you don't have no ideas, but you are people's person and you're able to win, they call you a politician. Mm-hmm. When persons have to identify you and provide a caveat for you to be able to serve, simply because you're unable to retain a seat on your own merit, your own position, in your own constituency, then we got to figure out what we can call you. Mm-hmm. I just want to be decent. This is only me trying to be decent. Dr. Minnis has won Kalani. I don't care what people say about it. It don't matter to me. Their indifference about how he win and this and that and so forth, he don't do nothing. I don't know, but the people voting for him, I don't know. I don't live in Kanani. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But he's victorious. Mm-hmm. In the midst of Loretta being able to pull the rug from under him, he held to the edge of the table. My God. Mm-hmm. And still was able to become prime minister of the country. Through trial and tribulation, we ousted him. Halston Moultrie got under his skin significantly as a weatherman. And ousted him significantly. As a bartering deal, Dr. Dwayne Sands retained the position in the Free National Movement. As a deal based upon the influence and the surplus of influence that spills over not only in the Free National Movement and the PLP and in the country from Hubert Alexander Ingram, that is the only buoyancy and the proverbial life vest from a political standpoint that Dr. Sands have. I ain't got no problem with Dr. Sands. I don't want you to think I hate him or I'm mad at him. I'm only talking politics. From a political standpoint, his lifeline and lifeblood, what keeps him buoyant like the ivory soap on top of the water, is one man. If it wasn't for that one man and the consideration and people genuflecting to his desire. Man, listen to me. I watch you with Ingram coming there. When we had a whole plan in West Grand Bahama to vote for somebody, I go into the caucus, I go into the meeting, I sit in the room. Hubert Ingram walking there with Pakisha. None of us knew Pakisha was coming to this meeting. Good afternoon, how you doing? I know what you had planned and do, but I want you to do this for me. I know what the procedures are. I know this and I know that. Blam, 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 blam. He's very transparent. I want you to do this for me. I want you to put Pakisha in for me. Then he gave qualities and characteristics and reasons why he put Pakisha in the first time she ran. Next thing you know, what happened? Tell me what happened. Somebody stand up and say, I nominate Pakisha Kafka. Somebody else stand up and say, I second it. That's the collateral that Hubert Ingraham have. That's the only buoyancy. That's the only buoyancy. We're getting deep into politics today. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to take this quick commercial break, get the news, and be right back after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Get ready for another exciting Fish Fry Friday, May 3rd at Margaritaville, downtown Nassau. Kicking off the month of May, celebrating Nurses Month. Night Nurse. From 6:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m., featuring the Big Band Visage and DJ Beats. We salute all the nurses as we celebrate Nurses Month at Fish Fry Friday.
My girl call and ask if I leave home. Well, I tell she a real close. Girl, I almost did.
Admission $25 general, $55 for the Bahamian buffet at Vacation Cafe and the party. All government workers get $5 off their entry with your work ID. You can win passes to dine at Vacation Cafe and passes to the water park. So make your plans to be at Fish Fry Friday. For the best in Soca Bahamian and your favorite old school jams. Fish Fry Friday, Margaritaville, downtown Nassau, 12 Old Palm, May 3rd.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this Friday, D-Day, for the Free National Movement nomination. If you are one of those persons who've been speculating, have this kind of a conversation with yourself as to what you want to do, talking to your wife, honey, you think I should do this? Today is D-Day, sir. Ma'am, if you're not putting your name forward, quit the conversation. We don't want to hear you say things like, well, child, I would make a better assistant. I want to make a better vice or a deputy, or I make it better. And stop it. If you have not put your name forward, the conversation is done for you. And all you find yourself is supporting the Constitution, the position of the organization, and being able to support the right people in the right time to be able to see the party move in the right direction. Okay? So that's all you got to do. I'm here sitting with my good friend Garth, being able to talk all manner of politics, well, specifically politics within the confines of the Free National Movement, and simply because they've charged the environment with politics now. They've identified a day for convention, which is going to be on June 1st. I think that has energized the base of the organization. I think this is the most beyond the sort of, you know, the infighting in the organization. This has been the most electrifying time for the organization in the past few years. I just want to be very clear with that.
We love it. We love it. And I want to stay within the circle of the convention itself and the nominations at this particular time, because those people are now vying of trying to bring Howard Grant to my wall. Howard Grant. I want to bring you to my wall of understanding that if these people do not submit for nomination, that their political careers could definitely be in peril.
But they've already submitted.
So they've now submitted. And I'm telling you why.
The position is if they do not win, there are some people here that we can call. Two people in particular. Well, I can be decent. And I see a telephone call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Violence 242-300-5720. The only way that you could shut up Dr. Hubert Alexander Minnis is if he decides and takes an oath to say that he won't put himself forward anymore after this, if he's not victorious. That's the only way you can shut him up. Mm-hmm. That's the only way you can shut him up in the organization. You have to have a gentleman's oath among the leadership and the trifecta of leadership and the executive branch of the Free National Movement that, Minnis, if you lose this go round, we want you to please gracefully bow out, find yourself in an advisory capacity, find yourself in the executive capacity, always being able to have access. And if we could be able to lean on you, we will definitely lean on you. We will not diminish your character, your position, your leadership. We will continue to be able to shower accolades upon you because we've served with you and we're grateful to you. But if and when you lose, we'd like you to be able to bow out. That has to be a gentleman agreement because you cannot stop him. He will go back at this by the end of this year. You couldn't stop Loretta. You couldn't stop Loretta. And if he truly wants this, he has a team that can push him in this position to be able to acquire it. Let's just be very clear and be honest with that. So the only hope could be that there is transparency in the organization that affords them an opportunity. If Dwayne Sands loses...
Listening.
Dwayne Sands is done politically. He's done. Dwayne Sands' next move from here is an advisory capacity or the executive capacity of the Free National Movement. Dwayne Sands must retain this position of leadership in the organization to be identified for an opportunity to find a safe seat. I'm getting too deep with you today.
If you challenge anyone, I believe, in the trifect, that their political career in terms of leadership could be done. Shannon Cartwright, if you were to remove him as deputy.
He could still win.
He would still return in the future as contending for deputyship.
Shannon Cartwright will still be able to win St. Barnabas, unless St. Barnabas shifts on him.
Okay.
Shannon Cartwright could still be able to win St. Barnabas. If you move Michael Pintard from that particular capacity and he's not victorious, he could still be able to retain a position and retain a seat in Marco City.
Okay.
He could still be able to win. If you move Dwayne Sands and he doesn't win this position, where is he going to win? Man, you need to stop it. Let's talk.
Yeah, but see.
Where he going to win?
But listen once again now. We're talking about a change of leadership. And you're simply saying that these are gentlemen. You're using the term gentleman. Gentleman's agreement is what you said. Which part of politics brings about these type gentlemen? What types of politics brings out honorable
but
men?
But you could use the word gentleman or you could use treaty. No, man, there has to be an agreement. From that's the deal.
The one thing I know we inherited politically in politics from our inception as a Bahamian people of our race is spitefulness. It came from Sir Lyndon to...
You could be spiteful until the cows come home.
Hold on, man. If Minnis becomes the leader again of the Free National Movement, I anticipate some people ain't going to make it to the finish line. I'm telling you this, man. You got to look out for these caution signs, Howard Grant. People catch feelings in this country. All the time. If Pintard wins, though, Pintard is saying, you know what? I'm still open to you. Minister, you could still work
Pintard
with me.
Could say that, but what has Pintard's track record been since the inception of leadership for the Free National Movement?
Who
has he attracted and brought into the organization?
Who
has been disenfranchised in the organization that he has said to them, hey, why don't you come back? There are people calling me about the speculation of Arinthia Komolafe vying for a position or moving towards a position in the organization, and other people are saying, well, I've been here for a long time. How can they even give this consideration to someone else who's an outsider?
Okay, I should say he ahead of her.
I just want to be straight with you. Don't let your eye cross on this.
Yeah, just jump in the line. I'll catch that. At least I've been in there for them before.
Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Thanks so much for holding.
Hey, how they get.
What you say?
Listen, Christie lost that election a minute because of what reason? Was it because he was too soft? And he couldn't control his cabinet, correct?
That was part of it.
That was a big portion of it.
That was a big portion correct? Of it. But Christie's focus was on his legacy. He kept coming in all of his conversations with us. He kept coming and saying, oh, this is my legacy. And he put all his proverbial eggs in one basket, which was Bahama. That destroyed
correct. him. Correct. And Minnis was able to win, not because we like Minnis, because they just wanted Christie out.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And now, because of his arrogance, he was kicked out. You understand what I'm saying? Yes, and Brave was put it.
Yes,
so I'm trying to see if the same person, Thomas Ayer, who told him about to push the election forward, are the same persons right now telling him to run for leader of the party. Because on the street, no one at all is interested in this man because of his arrogance.
Wow.
You understand? You may have been a good person or whatever, but you were too arrogant in this Bahama land, too much of a dictator for anybody to vote for you again.
When you say no one, can you define no one for me?
nobody.
Like in your circle?
No one. I can't even think or fathom who would want this man in power again. You understand? That's how a lot of my, I'm 42 years old. The person who in business with me, all us feel the same way. You understand? We are not PLP or FNM. Our families are politically or historically these things, but we as younger generational people are not on any aligned to any side.
Okay.
You understand? We have our own businesses. We have our own mindset. And we have our own way of thinking.
Kudos.
And what he did over that period of time in the beginning of the pandemic, it was really good. He got awesome credit. But it went to his head. Like I said yesterday, absolute power corrupts absolutely. He was corrupted absolutely. And his true nature came out. And we ain't ready to chance that again.
Well, thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. Thank you so very kindly, guys. The lines are wide open. I want to be able to have this good conversation with you. I think before we get to an external standpoint, remember, the decision isn't up to us. We're not voting for FNM or PLP. We're not voting in the general election. This is an internal election in the organization. The organization has, possess the maturity to identify the times that we're in. The organization must possess the maturity to identify and dissect the leadership that we need for tomorrow. Whether that be Dr. Minnis, whether that be Michael Pintard, the organization must possess the maturity and intellectual capacity and sobriety to choose the right leader for the party. Organizations have taken on this concept and idea for all of us on one ticket. You better vote for the ticket, this, the winning ticket. But the ticket have some questionable characters on it. I would not have said anything about Dr. Dwayne Sands and vying for his position as leadership unless and until I saw him indicate who can lose, which was an amazing thing for me. After we find ourselves nestled in the arc of political safety and this sort of a haven, we seek to shout out at the dog. My God. You can't get me in here. Shut up. We're secured now. Taking no consideration that if it was not for this structure, this idea, this ticket, this wall, this domain, this firmament around you, you would never, never, no one would consider you for leadership in the organization. I just won't be decent as I say that.
But I want someone from the FNM camp too.
They're right here. The phone's lit right up. Let me take one of them.
Okay.
Caller on the line, go ahead.
Howard.
Hey.
See, everybody trying to come down on Dr. Minnis. I'm trying to figure out what Dr. Minnis did so bad and wrong that if he want to run, he's not my favorite person.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get that straight now.
Mm-hmm.
But as a human being and a man that run this country, yes, he may make some mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And this man, he had to close down the country at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And because the whole world was shut down.
Mm-hmm.
But to see that everybody, those that who was around him in cabinet, now we see some of them are with the long knife backstabbing him. But you see, PennDOT get his man there as chairman, and Mr. Minnis get his man there, Elvis Johnson. So whether Mr. Minnis lose, he still get his man there. That the run things the way it's supposed.
I won't be clear. When we sat down, and I appreciate your telephone call, my brother, thank you so much. When we sat down with Elworth Johnson, he sat in the spirit of neutrality. The one person he indicated that pushed him towards this was his mother. He hasn't have no fanfare associated with this. There wasn't a big write-up. There's no team associated with this. He sat down and he decided to be able to push forward with this. I'm hoping that our agitation and persons calling in and saying, I believe that Elsworth Johnson will be a good chairman for the organization, and us here at the foundation taking on a position to say that we support him and we would like to see him ascend to this position. I'm hoping that that helped him make a decision. But the truth of the matter is that there's no affiliation. I spoke with him very clearly. You heard me speak with him, and I spoke offline. There was no affiliation. I think he sits in the position of neutrality, and he's always committed himself to the Free National Movement's constitution, as opposed to being able to be a Minnesite or Pintard supporter in one way or another. He's always stayed steadfast in the middle of the road, and I have to commend him for that. I must commend him for that. Let's take a next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, good afternoon, Howard.
What you say, my brother?
Good afternoon, guys. Not much to say today, but I don't want to get caught up in the political intrigue because it causes fatigue, right? Like that last caller. You know, speak for yourself. Respect another mind. I respect your own, but it's obviously that his mind is very limited, okay? Now, he said he's wondering what Mr. Minnis did. That's because he lacks the knowledge of what he did and what he said. And so we were deceived intentionally. I'm not looking for any agreement from anybody. I'm dealing with facts and truth. Now, you know, I didn't backstab Mr. Minnis, but what I'm saying is, when you come on the radio and try to mitigate, you have to speak for yourself. Now, I know what he did. I got a friend request from a former prime minister. I wouldn't say who it is, from Facebook, but I don't be on Facebook. I just read books. Now, as a result of what the last caller said, right? But, you know, the 42-year-old that called, yeah, I love what he was saying. So it shows you the deviation. There's no more robotic voting here. There's no more androids on the plantation. There's not much androids left on the plantation that will deal with blind obedience and blind subservience. And so as it relates to my schoolmate, Mr. Michael Pintard, right? The thing is, people, the public, they must realize the difference between having confidence and being arrogant. I don't see Michael as being arrogant. I see him as being confident. And those without confidence is twice defeated in the race of life. But with confidence, you have won before you have started. Marcus Garvey. So all of this, you know, making one another the enemy on the plantation really, really doesn't bode well for me, Howard. What I'm saying is, Howard, a pea brain like mine, right, with just A-levels and O-levels in science, knew that they was intentionally lied to the whole world before they even started to dispense the vaccines. I sat in the doorway of my shop and I had a conversation with my Jamaican worker. And I said, Ralph, I say they want this pandemic to spread so they can implement emergency powers. But the average pea brain don't even know that. Mm. Now, what happens is, you have to understand, only fools come in the radio and say, the whole world is locked down. That'd make it right. Give me a break, man. Go increase your mind. Give thanks. Yeah.
Thank you for your telephone call, my brother. Next telephone call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you, Doc?
Hey, what's up, Anton? All's well.
Everything's good. Good afternoon, guys. And good afternoon to the nation. Hope y'all doing well. You know, I watched the, strangely, I got the notification and I decided to just take a little glance at it with reference to the nominations. Can you hear me, Howard?
Yes, I'm right here.
For both current opposition leader, Pintard, and former Prime Minister Minnis, right? And, you know, one thing jumped up. Well, let me make a couple of quick points, Howard. But one thing jumped out of my mind clearly as daylight when I saw former Prime Minister going for his nomination. There wasn't much fanfare in the room,
no,
right?
No.
There wasn't that gathering in the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Howard?
Right. I saw it. I'm looking at the pictures now.
And, you know, people who are political neophytes,
mm-hmm.
or people who are amateur politically, would mistake that into think right and lost on the next. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, Howard?
Yes, of course.
However, if you recall, they walked with Jesus one day. And what happened the next day, Howard?
I don't know if we can compare Minister Jesus. You need to stop her.
They walk with Jesus one day, and the next day, they all crucify him, didn't they?
Give us Barabbas.
Okay, give us Barabbas. And so, don't be fooled by the look. Howard, you entered in the political race.
Yeah.
What they told you?
Well, they tell me you're straight when they call me. They say, Howard, you're straight.
They say, you I got win. Your back.
They was calling me Mr. Chairman when they called me Mr. Chairman. Huh? It wasn't 3 weeks. They tell me, Howard, I think you should step back.
I didn't even after you lost, right, Howard? They still come to you. And you know you only got
18 votes. Votes, right? I got 18 votes. Don't take them from me. I can eat them, right? 18
votes.
18 votes.
But 1,000 of them walk up to you and say,
Howard, you know I vote for you.
You know I vote for you, right?
I vote for you. So, this is what I ask them. I say, when they tell me Pintard got 80% of the council, I say, is this the same council where 1,000 of them almost come tell me, Howard, you know I vote for you? I say, watch these people. You gotta watch these people.
Don't be fooled by the looks of things. Everything is not always as it looks. That's the first point. Second point, very quickly, Howard. You know, I listen to a lot of people calling in talking what I consider to be nonsense and garbage about how people in the country will feel about minutes, right? But one of the things political neophytes don't understand, that sympathy vote is most powerful. That's almost like an aphrodisiac. When everybody's
ask Kingsley.
Pardon me?
Ask Kingsley.
Ask Kingsley. When everybody is jumping on someone's back,
I can't get away with
that. That in the political realm would be the very medicine that people use to poison you with.
My God.
By going with that exact individual that you are talking nonsense about publicly. And I have no axe to grind, and I have no horse, certainly.
In the race.
In that race, right?
Thank you, my brother.
Hold on. One more point I want to make.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. You were seeking to engage very strongly, desperately almost at some points, Howard, the conversation about Dr. Sands rising to the top and possibly even entering the race, the leadership race, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had no interest at that time in engaging in that discussion, Howard, simply because personally, I saw no possibilities of that ever coming to light in real existence where humans live on the planet Earth. I saw no hopes of that, right? And to me, I recognize that whatever hopes he had of leadership, it died when he didn't challenge for leadership after former Prime Minister Minnis stepped down. He's done as far as leadership is concerned, in my view, except God works a miracle on his behalf. But when I saw him today, Howard, at that nomination, I saw a look on his face, Howard, that told me in deep down in my spirit, in my gut, Howard, he's looking at the end of his political role.
I tell you this.
The possibility of him rising to the top.
I tell you this. If he doesn't retain this position at the head of the organization, the top three positions in the organization, he can forget.
Yeah.
He can forget about it.
And it'll be interesting to see how things shape up if God have it that former Prime Minister Minnis takes root again in the FNM, knowing the relationship with him and Sands. Even as he sat in his cabinet, now that he's on the outside looking in, it's interesting to see how it unfolds. But thank you for the opportunity. I listened to both men, and I thought that both men had good messages. And I know that Pintard tried to invoke and rally the spirit in of the influence and the political currency that Hubert Ingram wields over the FNL party. However, I also note that Hubert Ingram was not present in the room. Thank you for the opportunity. God bless.
Thank you very much. Hubert Ingram is a statesman. It don't matter how much telephone calls, allegedly, he would make here and there. It doesn't matter where he places his support on quiet conversations, and priests will come to the forefront and say that Hubert Ingram is a statesman. He will never show himself one side or the other as it relates to a leadership race. Unless it's Dwayne Sands. He need to stop. Let's take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back after this.
Calling all pizza lovers. Craving something extraordinary? Head into Marco's Pizza and try our golden crust deep dish pizza, made thick and delicious with fresh dough, fresh cheese, and fresh sauce, and baked to perfection with your toppings of choice. No one makes pizza quite as good as we do. Enjoy all this goodness for $14.75 only at Marco's Pizza. Make the right choice and order Marco's at marcospizzabahamas.com.
Elaine, you hear what boss man was saying in the back there just now?
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No, about how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance.
Mildred, you talking fool.
I can't afford to pay that.
And you're always crying for him out. Ain't gonna be much. Boss still gotta pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that claim will benefit with my boy Tony through the pandemic. Oh. That same unemployment benefit.
And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we gotta do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIBRateIncrease.com.
Mothers are the heart of our homes, the soul of our memories, and the guiding light through life's journeys. Show your love with a gift from Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day Sale, Friday, May 3rd through Saturday, May 11th. Enjoy 20% off selected dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. One lucky person can win a gift basket for Mother's Day. Visit our Facebook page for more information. Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day Sale, May 3rd through 11th. Happy Mother's Day, all with love from Kelly's House and Home.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, here. Beautiful day. The nominations are done. You could speculate just like how you go to your various rallies and you'd make a determination based upon crowd size, who's carrying the momentum in the organization today. As you look in based upon the pictures, it doesn't seem like there's significant fanfare that's associated with or following the former prime minister. So we're looking at those particular things. And I suppose the bets are being placed and put on the table now to make a determination as to exactly was what. I'm here with none other than Garth Roseborough having a good conversation. Garth, say two words.
Well, this is what I enjoy most about the process of democracy. You're putting in your name for nomination. So how would we no longer need to suggest or it's alleged or speculate if Dr. Hubert Alexander Minnis' name is now in the race?
He did it.
It's now a done deal. I just got a photo of the fanfare that they did have on Mackey Street that he has entered into that race. And so now we have less than 1 month to listen to the campaigning of both he and Michael Pintard. Now, as to the result of that, Howard Grant, I would wish that the foundation and the listeners abroad would also chime in and suggest to us as to the reasons why Dr. Hubert Minnis or why Mr. Michael Pintard. I think it's only fair, but each man now has less than a month to convince us as to the way forward. But all I'm simply saying today on nomination day is that everyone has the right to nominate. But as a result of this nomination process, we understand that some people, this may be their last dance. That's a fact. And I think Howard is alluding to that. I see a number of people also running to the FNM right now. The former leader...
I really need to know what Cassius did.
This is what I'm trying to say. Now, listen to this now. He is the leader...
Cassius, please give me a call.
Of the BDM. Cassius may show up at your door. You know how Cassius go. Of the BDM, right? The Bahamas Democratic Movement, correct? He was also over Lincoln Bain at the church, on Soldier Road, for the United Coalition Movement. And he has, without a convention or without a meeting of such that we know about, abandoned both of those entities without any letter submitted, without any permission, without any apology, walked himself freely to the Free National Movement headquarters and paid his dues and joined the FNM.
Freely and solely.
So this is the type of leadership we
independently
have where we don't consult.
Lonely. By himself.
So we have Orientia Komolafi.
No association.
Who moved by the stealth of night. And now Cassius Stewart is moving by the stealth of night. So someone said to me, well, Lincoln Maria next, eh?
I can be very clear with you. There's no moving in the stealth of night when it comes to politics in this country.
None.
You got to yuck that cloak off and show yourself strong, bold, convicted, and determined.
But you have to have character. You mentioned something about Ellsworth Johnson. Say that again to the main people. You spoke about character and some other attributes that one should possess. Is this what we're now seeing in politics?
If I say this like this, if I structure this like this, Bahamian people are fickle, sensitive, and they're engaged in the conversation as a barometer to determine whether or not you're leaning on one side or another. So their only desire to hear you is to decipher whether, for the most part,
yes.
Their only desire to hear you is to determine as a barometer which direction you're headed. If you're going left or you're swinging right. That's all they're listening for, right? So when I sit here and I start to be able to speak about the characteristics and espouse those things of what I know of Ellsworth Johnson, and guess what? What we all know of Ellsworth Johnson.
Mm-hmm. We like him.
We like him.
We like him. He's good people.
We like him.
Mm-hmm. We know for sure he's good people.
When he sat at the head of the bar, association.
He's consistent.
We know he has never not been the person.
Yeah, we like Ellsworth Johnson.
The second time he come on the radio and cuss with me, though, I just want to be very clear. Twice.
He cuss.
The last go around and this time.
You know how to cuss?
No, I say that to say he's in passion and determined. And when he say those things, you could see that this is what is in his heart. He fights for justice. He wants the right thing.
He's transparent.
He's an honest guy.
Okay.
I believe that he would be superb in this position.
He's like
I didn't take nothing, and I can't pull no punches. Dwayne Sands, in his capacity as chairman, is lackluster. He was lackluster. I'm not going to tell you that, Dwayne Sands suck as a chairman. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to be decent and say to you, Dwayne Sands, in his capacity as chairman, the only thing that he had over the former chairman, which was Carl Comer, was his articulation, insight, and relationships. Can I just say that?
Okay, so how?
It's a lot for me to do.
Okay, this is where now I want to get indecent now. Oh, Lord, I couldn't wait to get indecent today. Can I get a little bit indecent now?
Go ahead, sir. Keep your clothes on. Go ahead.
Jesus, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This is a beautiful day. I give him thanks and praise over here. Okay, good. What is it, Howard Grant, about the discussion on radio about the very essence of the Free National Movement as we have seen it over the last 2 years that has now attracted former leadership of Branville McCartney, Orinthia Komolafi, and Cassius Stewart to the Free National Movement at this time?
Third-party organizations,
yes,
are dead.
The leadership has
all
gone
third
to
the third-party organizations over the past 15 to 20 years in this country have risen to the peak of 13% of the voting population who supports them, which is only a niche market. Out of the 180,000 people that voted, 190,000 people that are registered, you only peaked 13% over the past 20 years.
Okay.
Okay? And watch me. The peak was the DNA. Branville couldn't win them people with his dimple, especially here. His articulation, his suave approach. He got all the cologne on in the world, smiling, great strong team behind him, and he couldn't win the people over. He couldn't. He tried it twice. The second time was worse than the first. He lost by a 50% margin. He got 7% the second time.
He got you the first time or the second time?
He got me the first time.
Oh, he got you the first time.
Sir, once... is enough. I don't give me the first time. Yeah.
And all of us.
Once bitten, twice shy.
They was with you. 8 Mile Rock was with you then.
Yeah, they tell me they was with me. I got 330 something votes. Everybody say, but Howard, you know I vote for you, eh?
Okay.
Why off seat to lie me in my face?
So Howard, if that be the case, here's the other question now then. How is it that all three of them now ran to the FNM?
The FNM is the only viable organization that is open enough to the possibility of being able to identify a dissident. Remember, many of them, minus Orinthia Komolafi, came out of the Free National Movement. The dissidents exist in their spirit. They are pursuing the liberty that they see in their minds and their hearts. And they didn't see it in the organization. The organization may not have been aligned with its tenets, aligned with its constitution, and they found themselves out of the organization.
But all three of these individuals spoke brashly and harshly against the Free National Movement.
Yeah, because that was a silly move. They believe that this is the course of politics in the country. Let's take on this brand of politics and being able to say something condescending, and they don't realize that we live on a dot of an island. That's it. It's only one small circle of an island.
That's it.
This is a one small circle of a nation. And if you burn bridges, my God, how you can get back to the other side of the island?
Well, money seems to have mended the bridge because they all be members of the Free National.
No, all these, for these persons, they're content. Their pursuit, in my view, is not money. I don't think Cassie's looking for money.
I don't think Brian's looking for money. I said they paid money to identify with that party. You had to pay their dues. They paid dues.
Well, I know that everyone recognizes this. If Branville wins, let's be decent. If Hubert Alexander Minnis wins, he only has one term.
Okay.
He has one more term. His pursuit, in my humble opinion, is to be able to quash the idea of the naysayers indicating that he is the worst prime minister that God ever make. That's it. Yeah? The perpetuation of the idea that he was the worst prime minister came from who we identified at the time as the worst prime minister. Who's that? Perry Christie. Perry Christie needed to solidify in your mind that I'm not the worst prime minister. He is. It was 3 o'clock when I went looking for him. And I said, you know, I can help you with your concession speech. He needed to solidify in your mind that I am not the worst. I said nothing this entire time until this day. And when this day come, I could help you with your concession speech.
Now watch this. We are sure, based on evidence, that Branville McCartney supports Dr. Minnis, yes?
No, based on evidence, based on his word. He said that very clearly.
Okay, that's good. We can strongly assume that Orinthia Kumalafi supports Michael Pintard.
Mm-hmm. That's social speculations. I don't think she's made that, she's articulated that. She was on naughty shows, but I didn't have a chance to listen in.
Here's the humor for the day. Who does Cassius Stewart support?
Cassius Stewart. Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Were you sharp?
Cassius is my guy. Call on the line. Go ahead. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. I don't have time for this no more.
How you got that sharp?
I don't have time for this no more.
You just born like that?
I don't know. Right? My mommy tell me it was.
I couldn't set you up like that.
My mommy tell me it was.
I was trying to set you up just now.
Give me a call. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. 300-5720 from the Family of Violence, 422-4796. Is this a caller? Caller on the line with his live. Go ahead.
Hey, brother Grant.
What's she saying, my brother?
We say, God, listen to me. You say, Cassius Stewart is now with the FNM. Brian McCartney, come and laugh, eh? You only need Lincoln being on.
No. Lincoln's smarter than them. Lincoln, no.
No, I'm saying, hold on. I want Lincoln being to go.
No. Lincoln being like Rodney Monco.
Beat him in this next election. He could beat all them one time.
Listen.
Beat all them in one room.
Listen, watch me.
Beat up all them one time.
Who can beat them?
Brave Davis.
Okay, now watch me.
You need more than them. That fool there to be Brave Davis. Then you have to go find some.
Yeah, but Brave Davis. Brave Davis, from a political standpoint, as it relates to the 5 years to commit to leadership as a prime minister, Brave Davis may have a good 3.5 left if he wins in 2026. He may have.
He
don't have the energy for 10 years.
But listen to me.
He will be a silhouette of his position for the last two.
Grant, listen to me, please.
Go ahead.
If Dr. Minnis wins the leadership election on June 1st, the FNM split.
No.
If Pintard wins,
no.
The FNM split.
No.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I foresee a very united FNM in the next election.
I doubt it. No. As long as Minnis
this will be
win,
the most united the free national movement has ever been.
That's what I'm saying.
It don't matter who wins. Let me tell you why. Let me phone call my brother. Thank you so much for your call.
I feel the same way.
Let me say this. It don't matter who wins. As much heat as I just put on Dwayne Sands just now, he wrote everything down. You ain't going to forget this. They can call. They can record the show. You ain't going to forget this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Whether Shenandoah wins, whether Dwayne wins, whether Michael wins, whether Minnis wins, it don't matter who wins. This will be the most unified the Free National Movement has ever been. And it's history.
Yes, I believe that.
And it's history.
I believe that.
You know why?
I woke up feeling
that
this morning.
They take significant heat and they just take in notes.
But
this is the time and the era where you have to identify constructive criticism. Swim through all the cussing.
Yes,
swim through all the foolishness. Swim through the malarkey. Swim through the dislike and get to the core of people in difference with you. It's your organization.
How would you know
if
something?
If you want to win, this is what you got to do, baby.
How would you know something? Off the air, I'm going to say this off the air. We've gotten reports that they are listening.
They have to listen.
That they're listening. Badly. They're paying attention to what's being said.
Not just to us. I mean, to everyone. They're listening.
And so they're taking on all this consultancy, and they are building now in preparation for war. To think that the F&M is not to be counted in the next general election would be erroneous.
That's a silly thought.
Do not even begin to consider such.
Listen, I can shoot straight
right,
with you.
Right now, I see an F&M who's now opening their mind. And I told you, when I saw Dr. Sands come and talk, that last conversation he had in the newspaper, pick up your Guardian, folks, if you could. It's right there in the Guardian this morning as to what he said. But the strength of Dr. Dwayne Sands tells me that the organization is now becoming stronger.
I got to take a couple of telephone calls before we get in here. Caller, go ahead.
Caller.
Hi.
I tell a man to the F&M business, you know. That gentleman, Howard, I don't know that gentleman. He'll be talking and what the hell he's be dealing with. Don't be talking stupidness. Let me give you an example how he's talking a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
The day was the nomination day, right?
Mm-hmm.
We simply would have nominated today and lose. Bad. They were there in that room clapping and carrying on like they're part of the victory team.
You mean a part from the Women's Association?
From this morning, from the Women's Association. No mm-hmm. one tell me that. I saw that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell that man, get out there for them.
This will be the most nothing. United.
They will be so united.
They will be the most united the F&M has ever been. It don't matter who it is.
You understand, Howard?
It don't matter who wins.
But then they just...
Ready for soldiers, ready for war.
But sweet girl.
Them refi, no, talking
sweet
stuff.
Girl, I just said that, you know.
That's what it takes.
You don't love me
get this
I just,
out. That's what will happen.
No, miss, I just said to you.
Thank
I
you,
heard
baby.
You and Howard.
Thank
and
you,
I
baby.
And I 100... look, your aunt Tom would even tell him better than that. We'll tell him refi, quiet, no. Hey, hello there, business,
thank you, baby.
Tired of him.
See you later, baby. Thank you for the telephone call. Let's just shoot straight. You have nowhere else to go. There's nothing that I'm saying to you. I'm not saying this behind closed doors. I'm not saying this in a closed room. I'm not saying this in the smoker's room. I'm saying you out loud and right. Dwayne Sands has no other chance unless he retains this position as chairman of the F&M. He has no other chance to be able to retain a position and to see buoyancy in his political life unless he barters an agreement like Fred Mitchell did in the PLP to retain a particular space and position. We've seen that. Like Alfred Sayers has done to retain a particular position in the PLP. All of us said that Glenys could be able to move towards leadership. She sought to not do that, but she retained a position in the PLP. That becomes from negotiation. Dwayne Sands and his desire to be able to move to leadership has to be within an arm's length, either deputy or chairman. There was significant speculation that he was going for deputy. They shut that down, so he tried to retain his position of chairman. They told me that Michael Pintard was not going to create a slate. Next thing you know, they say everybody on the team, on the ticket. Howard, I get a significant telephone call from Trusted Voices. And they say, Howard, you know this, how the F&M is do it. We just go by ticket. This is the team that we go in with. And I know that. I said, but this is not what they indicated to me that Dwayne would have done. They said, Howard, don't worry about what Dwayne said. Michael Pintard said. They said, I said to them, Michael indicated to me and the information that I've received that every man for himself and God for us all. The Trusted Voice, an MCM in the organization, calls me and says, Howard, don't worry about that. Yeah, Michael tried to say that, but the F&M history and the way that we do business is we identify teams.
Well,
so they put a team together, and it's the A team, based upon the conversations that I've had.
Yeah, we got it. We got it.
We got it.
We got it.
Right? And if we look at this tonight, if we look at the layout, the numbers would say, in my last 2 minutes before we get out of here, the numbers would say, the fact of the matter is that no one was going to a convention until they do all the proper, the accounting. And Michael Pintard has done the accounting. Minnis would not have put his name forward if he had not done his homework to identify where his support is. So in my view, if both Minnis and Michael Pintard has placed their names forward for leadership of the Free National Movement for June 1st, somebody lying to somebody. Somebody in the council has given one of these men false hope. And there is going to come a significant defeat. at the polls on June 1st.
Definitely.
This is an exciting time. 30 seconds, caller. Go ahead.
Yes, hello.
Hey,
good
how you
afternoon.
Doing? How you doing?
Yes, I'm calling from Grand Bahama.
How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing good, man. It was a very good show, man. I enjoyed this show to the max. Hello, God.
Hey, my friend.
Yeah, this is the mayor of Grand Bahama calling.
It's Rudy.
First time calling on the show.
Rudy, what's up, man? How you doing? Congratulations. You just get married. I always
well, you know, yeah, man. You know, I do things miraculously, you know.
What you said?
You know, I'm a special kid. One of the things that I want to say.
Go ahead, Rudy.
Yeah, one of the things that I always want to say is this, and I'm agreeing with that 42-year-old caller
yes.
who called in. You see, the future voters of this country has already made their assessment. And when you have been rejected, you have been rejected. And that's the key. So this is my prediction. 90% of the voters in this country is not going to vote for Dr. Minnis. So he might as well stay out of the race because he has been rejected. Okay? And so this race is now between Davis and Pintard.
Mm-hmm.
That's moving this country forward. Thank you very much for my call.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you, Rudy. I got a shout out to Rudy Meadows, who actually passed away from the Free National Movement. I know that they're going to be able to have a memorial for him in the headquarters in Freeport. You know that he has been strong for the Free National Movement, so we have to be able to say, rest in peace to him, and just pray that the father continues to be able to stay with his family. So I just wanted to kind of put that out there. Next telephone call, caller on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard, just 30 seconds. You said that Lincoln is smarter than Cassius and Arinthia, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a couple of days ago, this same week, I don't remember which day, I heard Lincoln speaking about Pintard in the worst of manner. So hold that opinion on Lincoln not putting his thoughts
forward. Yeah, but that doesn't diminish. Watch me now. And I got to let you go because I got the lines lit right up. I appreciate it. That doesn't diminish his political collateral. If he retains a position of independence and continues to agitate socially and is identified by political organizations as someone who could bring people in, he has increased his collateral. And when they approach him eventually, which is inevitably, and they ask him to join the organization, he now can negotiate with strength and say, hey, Bala, you're going to need to give me this, 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 and this, because now I have a following that's smart. That is what he's done. You can't be out here in the political wilderness drifting around the mulberry bush trying to be able to figure out where you can get hydration from. Talk to me. And then want to believe that your political collateral is still strong. You need to work. That is why Vaughn Miller is in the cabinet today. He stepped aside from the FNM, retained a position of, and this is what I said to Fred McAlpine, ask him, right? He retained a position of independence. When he retained a position of independence, he identified a cause, championed the cause, and as a result of championing the cause, he brought influence. He significantly increased his political collateral and became a cabinet minister. Substantive cabinet minister. In the PLP's administration. 30 seconds, call.
Hey, good day, Mr. Grant.
Hey.
Will spur us into the nation.
Hey, doing, brother?
I am only calling to say that Dwayne Sands, the chairman of the FNM, is not lackluster. He is just blatantly disingenuous. The man is just disingenuous. And when, see, I'm a PLP. I support the Platinum Prime Minister, Brian Davis.
You're doing
that. And I believe that he will do a second term. But I just want to say that I am a Bahamian. I set the PLP aside now. I'm a Bahamian. If it's not the PLP, it's going to be the FNM. And if it's going to be the FNM, I want godly men. I want godly men to run this country.
You're doing a lot, but I see you and I got to have a deeper conversation. I appreciate your telephone call. Because if we assess the body of the PLP, you have to identify the godly men. Don't fight me. Let me take the next telephone call. Caller, you got 22 seconds. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. You got 22 seconds. Next caller, 22 seconds.
Yes. Hey, Howard Grant. I just want you to tell you today is the beginning of the new Bahamas. And on the 2nd of June, you'll begin to see a vision, not just for the 21st century, but building straight into the 22nd century. A leadership that understands digitization, digitalization, datafication, and digital transformation. Listen to the message beginning on the 2nd of June of policies of inclusion and a new concept that we keep talking about forever and ever but never happened, ownership. Watch it come true.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today. I want to thank you so very kindly. It is done. It is finished. Everyone's nominated. We can identify these things. I think the next 28 days are going to be a very strong 28 days to identify and make a determination as to who should be the leadership of the organization. I think all of us are going to be engaged in that. I want to thank you so kindly, Garth, for being able to join me on this. I think every week we're going to identify a day, maybe Wednesdays, to have a conversation about politics and the way forward for the country. So we're going to be able to do that. My brother, I thank you so much. I want you to enjoy your weekend. Talk to me.
Well, I had a good show. My little lovely lady there who tell me stay with the business, but listen to me. We're getting closer to the general election. And the one thing I could promise you, you want me in your business. You want me to be for your business. Because if I go against you, sweetie, oh, it ain't going to be a pretty rare day. I can tell you that much.
My so God.
Don't do that to me.
You're wild enough.
I'm trying to love you. Red and white.
She wasn't talking to you.
Valentine's
She's
Day.
She's talking to the guests, the other.
Oh, yeah. She wasn't talking about you. Yes. She wasn't that mad.
She wasn't demeaning you.
Would you say we little feely-feely and we little sensitive in this country?
Yeah, but don't. That she, you got to know where the people throwing things. My God, she ain't trying to think in the bush.
You got to put your raincoat on and make sure they don't throw nothing on you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the show today. I want to thank you so very kindly. I want you to enjoy your weekend. My wife has already harassed me and said that Kong salad is her due. So we're just praying that everything is well. Take your sweet thing in the can for Kong salad also this weekend. Enjoy yourself. We're going to see you on Monday. God spare life. Guys, hey. Be safe out there. We're going to see you on Monday.
Shout out to Eleuthera and Anna Faye Knowles.
Absolutely.
All right, man. Foundation.